On the Chris Fade Show, Pretty Mullick, Phone Guy Eddie, and this. You did not even bring me coffee then. That was out of all that, you didn't even come with coffee.
I had to go to the toilet. I didn't have enough time. The song was running out.
Yeah. Whatever. It's 8:08. No, I wanted to propose to you, Ross.
Propose what?
Hey, morning. We've had such a great show this morning, haven't we? We had a live proposal on the show, Cheryl and Chris. I already got goosebumps.
Yeah, it was so sweet. Like, it's just so sweet.
That's lovely.
That was a good proposal. Like,
that was.
You know, I thought out of, like, that's a good one. That's something. Oh, do you know what you did? How did you propose to you? Oh, well, she proposed to me.
Great story.
On the radio.
Well, I love the way that she did it as well.
I thought that was really cute.
Flipped it.
A lot of you may know or may not know.
Yes.
That's Big Rossi. We have a little bit of a challenge for you.
Challenge.
What do you mean?
I got a challenge for you, man.
Is it involving your head?
Possibly.
On Shakeside Road, by any chance?
Possibly.
I got a billboard on Shakeside Road.
Yes, we know about it. We saw your Instagrams.
All right, just relax. He's so angry. Pretty and I have been working on this for a while, and we don't keep a lot of secrets from each other, but this one I really wanted to keep from you, and Pretty and I think we've done a really good job.
Yes, high five
on your secret, because... It ain't easy.
No one knows.
You knew for like one day.
No, two weeks here.
2 weeks preparation, you two.
Yes. Actually, Chris, longer. It's actually been longer.
Actually, it has been
longer. It's been nearly 3 weeks we've been preparing this.
It's been really long.
Seriously, I promise you.
Are you ready to take challenge number one?
What's challenge number two?
No, number one, Rosie. Challenge.
I'm going to give you two envelopes. You have to choose one envelope.
Yeah.
You ready to do this?
I don't know.
Yes or no?
Yes,
if you don't
want
to do it, I'm not going to force you to do this, man.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
For the pet, what are you doing under the?
I'm getting envelopes.
It's got
envelope
under the desk.
The envelopes are down there.
You say envelope.
This is so weird. This is too weird for me.
just go along, Rossi. Come on. Which one do you want, one or two?
What is that? What?
Do you want...
Yes, go.
Just one or two. Envelope
Which envelope do you want? One or two?
Two.
Okay, I'm going to give you one. All right, he's gone for this envelope.
Obviously, I planned it.
Okay, Rossi, I want you to open up this envelope.
What is that?
Just do it,
like
Rossi.
This.
Okay.
Okay.
Where's the camera?
And read it out, whatever it is. Read it out.
Okay.
Actually, wait.
All right.
Give me one.
No, that's the one.
No.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
go.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one.
Read it out, Big Rossi. He's got no idea what's going on. Read it out. What does it say?
What does it say?
Read it out.
Happy birthday, Rossi. Business class flight departing on Saturday. All thanks to KLM.
Open up that.
Open it up.
All right.
Open it up.
Oh. What? Are you serious?
What does it say?
Oh, my goodness me.
What does it say?
Rossi, go and watch Manchester United versus Everton.
Yeah.
In Manchester.
Oh, my God.
You're going to Manchester. Rossi, we got your tickets. You're sitting in the Everton Supporters Club the Everton
what
area.
What is going on?
In Manchester. You're leaving on Saturday, man.
Right, there's
Friday
something's
night.
Going on with
no,
this.
No.
Guys.
Who have I got to take?
No one. You've got two tickets, so you got to take a friend. Big shout out to KLM. KLM, I got in touch with them and they said, you know what, of course, I just flew KLM to Amsterdam. They're amazing.
Yes.
You've got a business class flight, Rossi. You're not going economy, bro. They've got a chauffeur to pick you up from your house and take you to the airport.
And what is going on?
You're going to be watching Everton play on your birthday.
I thought I had to be dressed up as a sheep and clean your billboard on Shakeside,
no,
bro.
No, we were just pretending.
There's something going on. You're going to say no. I know you guys.
Rossi, I'm being serious.
Oh, my God.
It's all yours. That is all yours.
Does the boss know about this?
Everyone knows about it.
Oh,
where is...
You guys are amazing.
What's it called?
Approval.
Approval. I'm huffing and puffing like I did. Guys, it was very difficult to get this going on.
Wow, how am I going to top that for you guys?
Have a listen.
Your wife, Liz.
Happy birthday. Don't panic. You don't have to break it to me. Chris and Pretty have been in touch and I said go for it. You work so hard every single day. You don't sleep much. You hardly rest.
Stupid.
With the kids around and everything. And you should just go. Go enjoy yourself. Enjoy the flight, child-free. Have some nice drinks. Go back to Manchester. Enjoy. Say hi to everyone from us all. And I'll pack your bag full of goodies from England for you to bring back here. And then we'll celebrate your birthday when you're back. So enjoy. And you deserve it. You deserve a break. You deserve a rest. You deserve a bit of spontaneous fun watching Everton. Seeing as I made you miss it last weekend.
Oh.
Love you loads. See you soon. Bye.
Oh. That's your wife. How sweet's that?
Thank you.
The tickets are being delivered to Big Bad Bob's house as we speak.
Yeah, the tickets to the match.
You
they're there.
Are going.
That was amazing.
Manchester versus Everton. If Everton win, it's the perfect birthday wish, isn't it?
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Your football club is Everton.
I've never been to Old Trafford, actually. That's Manchester United's football ground.
Rossi, when we bought the tickets, Pretty was buying them and messaging me nonstop. I wanted to put you in the Manchester fans. Like, I wanted you to be in the middle.
but we
were told that it could be dangerous.
Yeah, so we put you in the away section, the Everton section.
Yeah, now I can enjoy myself and jump up if Everton scores. So
yeah.
This is just the best birthday ever. I just want to say thank you to you guys. It's really nice of you to do it. I really, really thanks. And thanks to KLM as well. And I've never been in business class before.
This is your first business class flight?
Yeah, so I'm really excited.
They're really cool. I had a chance to fly them to Amsterdam. Big shout out to the guys at KLM and also Air France. They've got this thing. Passengers with a valid ticket number and a flying blue number, you got the chance of winning 500,000 flying blue miles. This is cool. And it's all thanks to airfrance.ae for more details, or go to klm.ae for more details. But again, thanks to the guys from KLM. You guys are fantastic. Rossi, the phones are non-stop. Everyone's calling.
It doesn't feel real.
I know, right? Maria, good morning. What do you want to say to Big Rossi?
Hi, Rossi. Happy, happy birthday to you. And this is how your Virgin Radio loves you. You know, your family loves you very much. And I hope you enjoy.
Oh, thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
Lily?
Hello. Hi, Rossi.
Hello.
Happy birthday. I think this is such a great surprise. I think you have a fantastic team and nothing can top this.
Oh, I know. This is the best present ever. Honestly, I've had hotel stays from these guys before, but this is just another level. This is amazing.
Bolin, is it? Bolin?
Yes, Bolin, yeah.
Hi, Bolin. How
are
you?
Birthday, I'm good. How are you, Chris?
Good, brother.
Happy birthday, Ross.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Oh.
I mean, you got the best surprise ever. I love you guys.
We love you too.
Have a great time there.
Thanks.
Well done. It's a bit of a present for me because that means Sunday, Monday next week he's not doing the show, which is great. I mean, it's time off for me.
I thought you were coming with me.
No, we wanted Raju to go with you, but trying to get the visas and everything sorted in the time that we had, we just thought Raju and Rossi in Manchester watching football would have been amazing, but we couldn't get the visas sorted. So you are going to go on your own, but we got your two tickets to the game. So
who are
you
going to take? Bob.
Take Dad?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
And how far is Manchester from where you live?
About 45 minutes, an hour, something like that.
Driving?
So, yep.
Oh, so good.
Yep.
All right, we expect lots of videos, okay?
Okay.